Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to finish this chapter. What a beautiful chapter. So this is the third part. Proverbs has just broken down Proverbs 3 beautifully for us. We're going to pick up in verse 24 and read to the end of the chapter. What a wealth of wisdom we find in the book of Proverbs, and definitely in this chapter, chapter 3. Now, to give a little bit of a summary of the beginning of the chapter, the previous parts of the chapter, is he's talking about, beginning in verse 1, not forgetting his law, his word. Law means instruction, but the key keep his word in your heart, and all the blessings, the wealth of blessings of walking in the wisdom of God is the word of God, and the word of God is the wisdom of God. And we're to not let the words of God forsake us, verse 3. We're to bind them about our neck and write them on the table of our heart. We're to trust in the Lord, right? Faith is of a premium with God. It's so important. Verse 5, right? That we trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Not a little bit, but all of it. We're to lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, verse 6, we're to acknowledge Him. All right, and then He's going to direct our paths. Again, we're just skimming over the first part of the chapter as we summarize what we've already learned here in Proverbs 3. We're to be not wise in our own eyes, amen? We're to fear the Lord and depart from all evil. Then we read about in verse 9 and 10 about putting God first in our finances. And then in verse 12, all right, in verse 11 and 12, we learned about receiving the chastening and the correction that God brings to our lives. And then beginning in verse 13, he talks about the walking in the wisdom, the word of God brings happiness, it brings riches untold. All right, in verse 23, as we pick up here, he talks about how walking in God's word brings safety to our lives. Proverbs 3:24, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Anybody else ever have fear in their mind and heart when they lay down at night? We're not going to be afraid when we're walking in the wisdom of God. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Proverbs 3:24. God promises sweet sleep to his beloved. In fact, in Psalm chapter 4, verse 8, he tells us that he gives us good sleep. I love the verses on good sleep. How many people know the importance of being able to rest well? Raise your hands if you will. There's a little passage in Job about sleep. Here's a passage that can be read every night before you go to sleep. It's Job 33:14-18. It says in verse 14, for God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. So what that tells us is that our great shepherd, who says his sheep hear his voice, is always trying to guide and to speak to the hearts of his people. And like the disciples when Jesus was on earth, sometimes we are slow in our hearing. Verse 15 says, in a dream, in a vision of the night. See, a dream is simply a vision you're getting when you're sleeping. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men and the slumberings upon the bed. Then, verse 16, he openeth, God openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. We must remember as we read this passage that God is giving us divine license to actually pray this, asking Him to do it in our lives. So we can pray like verse 16, that God, please open the ears of my heart. Let me actually hear what you want to say to me. We can pray that He seals, identifies, puts His finger on, and causes His instruction to be the prominent leading in our hearts. Amen. In verse 17, He speaks of the blessing of how He speaks to us when we're sleeping. We're kind of out of the way, if you will. He wants to establish in our hearts His wisdom so that, verse 17, that He may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. In other words, He wants to be prominent in our thoughts and leading and to keep us away from our own, doing our own purpose and things. God knows the pride of man. And notice how He finishes verse 17 is that He wants to hide pride from man. You see, this whole passage speaks of how gracious God is to us, how benevolent and loving that we can pray, Lord, hide pride, get rid of pride from my life, please, Lord. And let me stop to remind us that it can never be overemphasized the importance there is in praying the word, which is the will of God, into our lives. In the last verse in this passage is verse 18. It says this, He, that's God, keepeth back His soul from the pit. As we pray these things in this passage, He says here in verse 18 that He is going to keep our soul from the pit. Now, notice how important this is. Your life is all about your relationship with God, and your relationship with God is all about your communication with Him back and forth. And He's actually going to keep your soul from the pit of hell by your prayers, specifically in this passage. I read half of it. Let me read the rest of it. And His life, God is going to keep our life from perishing by the sword or from being judged with the wicked. That's what the sword talks about. It means judgment. So that's Proverbs chapter 33, verse 14 through 18. I want you to raise your hands if you're going to remember where this Bible passage is so that you can begin to pray this over your life every night before you lay down and go to sleep. Verse 24 is going to mean a whole lot more to us now that we've read this other passage in Job 33. Proverbs 3:24, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. And remember, this is more of the benefits and the wonderful blessings of walking in God's wisdom. Basically, the first half of Proverbs 3 is His instructions to walk in His wisdom. And then the second half of the chapter is about all the blessings that come to our lives from God by walking in His wisdom. Verse 25, Proverbs 3, be not afraid of sudden fear. You know, a lot of people live in fear of things that are coming on the earth, as Jesus taught in Matthew 24. We don't have to live in fear because we know if we actually do die, we're going to be with Jesus and there'll be no more pain, no more sin, no more negative of any kind. So verse 25 says, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. Verse 26, for the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. So God is our confidence as we walk with Him, and He's going to keep our foot from being taken, which means He's going to protect us from being ensnared by the traps and the devices of the devil. Verse 27, Proverbs 3, withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. So when it is in the power of our hand to bless someone, we are to do it. If somebody's in need, we are to help them in any way we can. Verse 28, say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give thee when thou hast it by thee. In other words, if you've got what it takes to sit there and help them, to hug them, to feed them, to minister to them in any way they need it, to wash their feet, you are to do it right away and not wait till tomorrow. So we're to help people just like the golden rule. Remember, the golden rule, Jesus said, in soever and whatsoever you would that men do for you, you do even for them. That's Matthew 7:12, by the way. I want to say this, that Safeguard Your Soul, the website, now has the option to select Spanish. So verse 29, devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Zechariah 7:10 says, let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. Let's finish the chapter, about five or six more verses. Verse 30, strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. In Proverbs, it says that we are not to reward evil for good. We're not to do anybody evil that has done us nothing evil themselves. They've done us nothing but good. Anyone who hurts the innocent, evil shall not depart from his house. In other words, he's going to bring a curse on himself for hurting somebody who did him no wrong. So verse 31, envy thou not the oppressor and choose none of his ways. Do not be like the oppressor. Don't oppress, but only bless. Amen. Bless other people. Lift them up. Verse 32, for the froward, or those that are perverse, is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. Verse 33, this is a memorizing verse here. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Verse 33. How many people want the blessing of the Lord upon your life, your habitation, wherever you are? He's blessing you. Amen. In contrast, the curse of the Lord is everywhere the wicked are. They cannot escape it, even in their house, because they're doing things their own way. Verse 34, surely he scorneth the scorners. God scorns the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. As we finish, the last verse speaks of the eternal benefits of walking in God's word, in his wisdom. Proverbs 3:35, the wise shall inherit glory. Those who walk in God's wisdom and not their own, they fear the Lord. They're going to be inheriting eternal glory in heaven with the Lord Jesus and the Father. But shame, it says, shall be the promotion of fools. What's going to be the end of those who are fools, who do things their own way instead of God's way, is the shame of eternal damnation. All right. Amen. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, we ask you to imbue our hearts with your wisdom. Unite our hearts to fear thy name, Lord, and may your blessing be upon each person listening to this message, God, that they would love you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to serve you in fruitfulness all the days of their lives, even into and unto eternal glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.